Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something that causes a lot of headaches in software development.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
That, you know, bumpy road between design mockups and actual code.
The handoff friction. Weeks of back and forth sometimes.
Exactly. But what if there's a tool that promised to just smooth that whole thing out, like cut months of work?
Sounds ambitious.
It does. We're diving into untitled UI. We want to see if it really lives up to that promise. And, you know, what you can take away for your own projects.
All right, let's get into it. So, Untitled UI, what exactly is it?
Well, it's described as the world's largest Figma UI kit and a React component library.
Okay, so both sides of the coin, design assets and code components.
Right, and the core idea, the big promise, is helping users design and develop fast, like skip months of design and development fast.
And they do that with these pixel-perfect, production-ready components and icons. That's the key phrase, I think.
What does production-ready really mean here in practice?
It means they're not just pictures of buttons or menus in Figma. They're engineered code components, built in React in this case, that you can literally drop into your application.
Ah, okay. So it's not just visually matched. It's functionally ready to go.
Exactly. It bridges that gap. It aims to eliminate that painful process where developers have to meticulously rebuild the designer's vision in code, fixing tiny pixel differences.
That sounds like a huge time saver for teams, reducing that friction. That's massive.
It really is.
And they've doubled down on that recently, haven't they? Something new happened.
They did. Yeah. Big news, actually. On July 17th, 2025, they launched Untitled UI React.
Okay.
And the key thing, it provides open source React components.
Open source. So free to use and modify.
Yep. The idea is you just copy, paste, and build. It makes those high-quality components accessible to, well, pretty much everyone. Startups, solo devs, you name it.
Wow. Copy, paste, build. That really emphasizes speed and accessibility.
Definitely. It lowers the barrier to entry for creating really polished user interfaces.
Okay, so the promise is strong. The tech seems practical. What are people actually saying about it? The users.
Well, the feedback is kind of staggering, actually.
I guess so.
On Product Hunt, it has a 5.0 rating.
5.0. Perfect score.
Based on 44 reviews, yeah.
Yeah.
A perfect 5.0.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you just don't see that very often.
No, you really don't. Especially for dev tools, which can be complex. What are they loving so much?
A lot of the praise centers around the icons, interestingly enough.
The icons.
People describe them as super simple, easy to use, and they just, you know, fit right into projects seamlessly. The design is clean, modern, great for minimalist styles, apparently.
Minimalist is definitely popular.
Right. And users keep mentioning they're pixel perfect and save a ton of time, which, again, ties back to that core promise.
And someone specific is behind this.
Yeah, the creator, Jordan Hughes, clearly tapped into a real need there. Mm-hmm. Imagine you need just the right icon instead of hunting forever or making one.
It's just there, ready.
Exactly. Pixel perfect and ready to integrate.
Okay, a 5.0 rating is amazing, but, you know, for a balanced perspective, was there any criticism, anything it could do better?
Good question. It wasn't entirely flawless praise. One user, for instance, did mention having some issues with the quality of SVG exports.
Okay, that's specific.
It is, and valuable feedback for them, I'm sure. But honestly, that was quite rare in the overall feedback.
So the overwhelming feeling was positive.
Absolutely. The recurring themes, the big pros people mentioned again and again were ease of use, truly production-ready components. It's a massive time saver. The quality is consistently high, that huge icon library. And yeah, the modern design aesthetic.
Right. So stepping back a bit, what does the success of something like Untitled UI tell us about, you know, the bigger picture, the tools landscape?
I think it really highlights this trend towards democratization of quality design and development.
Democratization, meaning making it easier for more people.
Exactly. Tools like this empower creators who might not have huge resources. A small team, even one person, can suddenly build interfaces that look and feel incredibly professional, like they came from a big company with a dedicated design system team.
It levels the playing field.
It really does. You see similar tools like flat icons or UI HUT focusing on assets, but Untitled UI's strength seems to be tying the Figma design so tightly to the production-ready React code. That consistency is key.
So it makes high-quality building blocks accessible.
Precisely.
Which leads me to a final thought, kind of a bigger question for you, the listener, to chew on. Given this speed, this quality, these integrated libraries, how might tools like Untitled UI continue to change what it even means to be a designer or a developer.
Interesting point. Does it free people up?
Maybe. Does it allow creators to focus less on the tiny implementation details, the how, and more on the bigger picture, the what and the why? What new ideas become possible when these foundations are just readily available?
Yeah, what new kinds of innovation does that unlock?
Exactly. Something to think about.